a living walk in a dead world. David said in Psalm 116, verse number 9, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. David has been delivered from his distresses, his depression, and his discouragement. All the forces of the enemies came against him. From sin, though, was he kept by God. He said his foot was ready to slip in his afflictions. But God kept his foot from sliding. He purposed in his heart, like Daniel, that he would not defile himself. He said, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. Our Christian life ought never to be a secret to those around us, especially because we live in liberty. We should have a holy walk before the Lord and before men. David said in the land of the living, he said, among men, they will see my walk. But I don't do it to be seen of men, but that my God seeth me. David cried out, thou God seest me. God sees our walk. He sees our talk. He sees all that we do. And we ought to pay careful attention to the way we walk before men because, number one, God sees us. Our motivation ought to be that my God seest me. That should be my motivation in all that I do. When I'm alone by myself, that God seest me. When I'm in public with men, that God seest me. David speaks of past deliverances from sin, from self, and the devil. And they ought to give you an added reason to walk before God. They ought to give you an added reason to walk with God because God has delivered you. So now you must walk among the dead in the land of the living. So many men see our good works, but they ought to see them and glorify our Father which is in heaven, not in ourselves. Jesus said, "Ye shall be witnesses of me." This was a prophecy placed upon all of God's children, that whatever sphere in life we have, we are witnesses of the manifold grace of God. Part of that walk is to speak. David says in the next verse, I believed, therefore have I spoken. That's verse number 10. I believe, therefore have I spoken. So then because we believe the Lord, part of our walk is our talk. We cannot help but speak the things which we have both seen and heard. Whatever it is that God has placed inside of our hearts through his word, we must speak those things to men. We must warn men. Psalm 66:16 says, come and hear, all ye that fear God, and I will declare what he hath done for my soul. So part of my walking is my talking, and it's declaring what God has done for my soul. And you and I ought to be careful to do that, that while we're walking in this world, that we our talk matches our walk, that we say things that point people to Christ, and that our walk among the dead in the land of the living does the same thing. It speaks Christ. Let our talk and our walk match up, and we will be vessels of honor in the land of the living. David said, I will walk before the Lord in the land of the living. I believe, therefore, have I spoken.